You are listening to The Naked Scientists. I'm Kat Arney, he's Chris Smith, and now we're dishing the dirt on one of the Earth's most precious but declining resources. It's not animal or vegetable, but a collection of minerals. More specifically, it's soil.
2015 was declared the Year of Soil, and this week the UN released a much-anticipated report on the state of the world's soils, and unfortunately, the results don't look good.
John Quinton is a soil scientist from Lancaster University, and he joins us now. John, what did this report say, and can you give us an idea of the scale of the problem with the world's soils?
Yeah, so the highlight from the report, Kat, was that we really need to stop degrading our soils. The report suggests that we're losing around a football pitch's worth of soil every 5 seconds, which is quite mind-blowing, really. We also need to stop the decline in soil carbon. So soils hold on to about a third of our carbon, and we're losing that back up into the atmosphere. We also need to rebalance the amount of nutrients in our soil. So some soils in some parts of the world have far too many nutrients, and in other parts of the world, they just don't have enough. And then the final point that they make is just that some of the data that we have on our soils around the world is just really, really old, and we need to update it.
And in terms of what we do know, given that the data is kind of old, what do we know about the kind of degradation that's facing our soils?
The kind of data that we have would suggest that around about a third of the world's soils are degrading. And the biggest threat to them is soil erosion. So that's either by wind erosion, where we've got dry soils, often in arid areas, which are just getting blown away. And then the other form is through water erosion. So this, again, is when soil surfaces are exposed to the elements and we get a heavy rainstorm, and it's actually washing the soil off the hill slopes and down into the rivers and then perhaps out into lakes or even into the ocean. So those are the two ones that we're worried about in agriculture, but we're also concerned about the area of soil which is being paved over. More and more of us are living in cities, and as we move into the cities, we cover the soil in concrete. In Europe, an area around about the size of Cardiff is paved over every year. So that's another threat to the functioning of our soil.
So can we lay the blame really at the expansion of the population and expansion of agriculture? Are these the main drivers of the problem?
I think we are clearing a lot of land to produce food. We're going to have, around 9 to 10 billion people living on this planet by 2050, and they're going to need feeding. And that's going to mean that we're going to need land to grow crops in them. So that's going to be really one of the big pressures. And when you convert forest or grassland to agriculture, you degrade the soil.
And that, I guess, is a problem. Is what is the risks of losing so much soil like this? Why should we care? I mean, it's just dirt, isn't it?
Just gosh, heathen. It's the brown gold beneath your feet, the living skin of the earth. Scientists reckon that around about 10% yield reduction by 2050 due to erosion. So that's equivalent to losing 150 million hectares is no longer going to be productive. So it's serious stuff.
But is it just food that's a risk here?
So the other big concerns would be around carbon. Soils store around about a third of the world's terrestrial carbon, so more than all the forests and all the atmospheric carbon combined. So if you lose the soil, you lose that store. The other thing that soils do for us is to keep us supplied with clean water. Most of the water that falls on the terrestrial surface is going to hit the soil before it ends up in rivers and lakes. And so soils play a really important role in both buffering and attenuating the flow of water, but also cleaning it up. It's also packed with organic matter and soil microorganisms. And those things are actually, you know, pulling out all those nasty chemicals that we don't want to get into our water supply and helping to produce clean water for people. So that's another threat that we need to be concerned about.
Absolutely. I will not call it just dirt again. Thank you very much. That's Professor John Quinton from the University of Lancaster.
Consider yourself chastised, Kat.